Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Samech Zayin Si'if Vav. Yoichal Miyad V'lo Yasiach Ben Bracha La'achila. After saying Hamotzi, cutting open the bread, one should eat immediately and not speak between the bracha and eating. Let's stop here, see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkar Lamadad, Yoichal Miyad, he should eat immediately. One should not even pause silently between the bracha and eating the food. So we want to go straight from the bracha to eating as soon as possible, and not to delay even kedei dibur, which is very brief, a second or two. Sifkan lamed hey.
What about non-dibur?
That's what it's talking about. Bishtika. Also, the hafsik bishtika, yesne dibur. Yesne dibur is a
shear. They say the broch, they take the cover and they fold it up and put it on the side and then they start cutting it. That's not a hafsik.
You try not to mouth. Hachil, it's also the hafsik. Sivkar lam heva lo yasiach. He shouldn't talk. Achi chala lilo is kitsas mea pusa v'yiv la'ena. He shouldn't speak until he's finished chewing a little of the piece and swallowing it. Since the Shulchan Aruch concludes later in Simen Reish Yud, debetoyim levad, if you just taste the food, im lo bala, without swallowing, ein sorach bracha, doesn't need a bracha. Im kin ikar ha bracha al habliya, so the bracha is necessary for swallowing. So one should not talk until after swallowing some of the food. V'chein im rabim hamasubim, similarly, if there are many people sitting at the table, each one has his own piece of bread, and he's going to make his own bracha. He should not say amen to someone else's bracha before he eats for his bracha. Once he says his own hamotzi, he can't even answer amen to another bracha before eating from his piece. The notes on the side point out that if he did answer amen, so there are those who say he has to make another bracha. And then it brings up, Shlomo Zalman said, that if he answered amen to the same bracha that he had said himself, so b'diav, they're not going to make him make another bracha, but if he answered amen to a different bracha, then even b'diav, it's a half, so he'd have to make the bracha again. Now, if he did talk before swallowing, while chewing, before swallowing from the piece, and he talked speech that had nothing to do with the meal, it wasn't a permitted speech. This is a question whether or not he'll have to make the bracha again. Leans to say even if he just swallowed some of the flavor from chewing, he would not have to make another bracha, even though he didn't swallow from the actual food. Now, it's true, he doesn't have to eat a kezias before he talks. Because even if he just eats less than kezias after the bracha, It's considered as if he ate, that I'd be permitted to speak if necessary. But if it's not a case of need, ideally, he should eat a kezias before speaking. So, if a person is chewing and did not swallow yet, there's a shayla if he tastes the food already and he swallows some of the flavor, so that may be sufficient. And the simple halacha would be at that point, he's not going to make another bracha. If he swallows, then for sure he's good, and the bracha was chal. But ideally, he shouldn't talk until he eats a kezais. And it's not just a Pesach Seder, it's every time a person eats, he really shouldn't talk until he eats a kezais. The Shulchan Aruch continues, v'imsach, if a person made a bracha, and before he ate, did talk, so chlachzu levar, he'd have to make the bracha again. Elam kain, unless ha'isa hasicha b'dvarim me'inin dvarim shavachim alav. unless the speech that he said, that which he said between the bracha and eating, was relevant to the food he's eating. For instance, Sheberich al-Pasi made a bracha on bread. For Kodim Sha'achal, he said the Hamotzi. And before he ate from the bread, Amr Haviyu Melech Haliftin, bring the salt, bring the hummus, bring the dip to go with my bread. Or he says, Tenu L'Ploni L'Echol, give him to eat. Or Tenu Marcha L'Behema, feed the dog, feed the cat. The Kiyot Sebeil, or anything like that. Eder Tzarech L'Varach, he does not make another bracha. If he said these things, after having said the bracha before eating, he would not have to make another bracha. The Ramah says, but L'Chadchil you don't talk at all. If he said these things, it's not considered the hafzik, but you're not supposed to say it. You're not supposed to say these things before you eat. Let's stop here, take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sekalam Vav Imsoch. If he did speak after making the bracha, he has to make another bracha. Afilu teva achas, even if he just spoke one word, like amen on someone else's bracha, that's not relevant to what he's eating. One word, you lost the bracha, make the bracha again. Sekalam Zayin, unless the thing you're talking about is me'inyan devarim, relevant to the food. Vafilu, hifzik bedvarim she'enu l'tzarech prusas hamotzi, even though that which he says isn't relevant to his piece of bread, the hamotzi, rak minyan l'tzarech esuda, is relevant to the meal in general. Vafilu dibel havi hakelim she'en l'tzarech esuda, even if he would say, bring the necessary utensils, l'havi hefzik, that's not considered an interruption. The example is Treberich LaPasuch, he made a bracha on bread. Vafilu pas shalonu, even our bread. Denekia umatuvo betalvin, it's considered pas nekia, it is spiced already, it's flavorful. The pasuk of Shulchan Aruch, El Shulchan Aruch said before, Den serach lahamdenat shiviu melech v'liftan, and such bread on pas nekia, you don't have to wait to bring salt and dip. Mikomokum kivin shuchofitz leachol ha-pas ayde tibo v'melech v'lefet, but since he wants to eat the pas nekia, he wants to eat his bread by dipping his salt or the dip, harzeh minyoni hasuda, it's still considered part of the meal, and it's not considered a hefsek. Or sefkar lamates, he says, tenu l'ploni l'achol, give so-and-so to eat. Bein ani u'bein asher, whether the person he's referring to is poor, whether the person is wealthy. V'afilu amar shi'et n'lo mipusas hamotzi, even if he's not saying, give him a piece of the bread, maybe he's telling the family, give him his own roll to make his own hamotzi. That's all considered part of the meal. Feed the animals. That's also considered relevant to the meal. He's not allowed to eat before giving his animals to eat. When it comes to drinking, adam koydlehem, a person comes before the animal. They say berivka shomal eved shesevik avgam lechashka. We find berivki menu. She said to the eved, "Drink, and I'll give your camels drink as well." For drinking, people come first, but for eating, the animals come first. There is a note on the side. The Berloch, he makes a point that most hold that this is a din drabonon, that you don't eat before your animals, but there is a shita that holds Issa D'Oraisa. And Issa D'Oraisa to eat before you feed your animals. If you hold an Issa D'Oraisa, then you have to be mafsik. Even though Ramos said it's better not to be mafsik like this, Chachil, you're not mafsik. If you hold like that sheet that it's Issa D'Oraisa, you have to be mafsik. Most don't hold that way. Most hold it's not Issa D'Oraisa. Sefkarim alf lo yafsik klal, Chachil, you don't interrupt at all. Bechol Eldom, all these things we mentioned. Even if the bread was not pasnaki, the tzarech lanach needs some salt. You shouldn't interrupt before swallowing a little bit. Now he's not saying you can't say between the tilos yadayim and hamotzi to bring the salt. He's saying between hamotzi and eating the bread, you shouldn't ask for the salt. If you did ask for the salt, it's not considered a hafzik. But that's not the time to ask. Between the hamotzi and the bracha, you should take some of the hamotzi and swallow it, and then ask for the lift and ask for the salt. The Ramah concludes, V'hodim soch devorim b'teilim tzarech lachzor levarach. This halacha, that if a person made the bracha and didn't eat yet, and he speaks devorim b'teilim, idle chatter, he has to make the bracha again. Hanudavka shesoch The Mishnah Berurah changes the words here. Shesacha botseya koidem sha'achal. This is when the one who cuts open the bread spoke before eating. Aval achakach lavisicha hafsik. Once the one who made the bracha and cut open the bread eats, talking is not considered an interruption. Aval pi shidain lo achla chayim havasubim. Even though the other people sitting at the table did not eat yet. They're yotze with the eating of the one who made the bracha and cut open the bread. They don't all have to eat from the piece that he cuts. It's an element of mitzvah. The mitzvah is dear to eat from it. So I'm saying a big chiddush. One person saying a motzi for 10 people. As long as he eats and swallows, everyone else table, if they speak, it's not considered a hafsik. They didn't eat yet. The yotze with his bracha, then eat it. But since he made the bracha and he eats, the same way he makes the bracha for them, he's eating for them. And a male, it's not considered the hafsik. That's the shitas Rama. Mishnah Berurah sifkad membes. Shesach ha-botzea kodem sho'ocha. Kayach tzarechem, that's how it should read. That the one who is making the bracha and cutting open the bread spoke before he ate, then you have a problem. Sifkad mem gimel. Aval achakach v'chulu. But once he eats and swallows, it's not a problem. Perish. Meaning to say like this. Afilu hesichu achakach hashoimim. Even though the people who are listening to his bracha, they speak. V'yotzim v'yachasa kodosh yitamu. They're being yotzim with his bracha. And they didn't eat yet. Gamkin ain't kapeid b'dievet. There's no kapeid b'dievet. We don't care b'dievet if they speak. Holok v'achol b'yach zamarach. Because the bracha of mevarach took effect. The Ma would agree the Chatchila. It's forbidden for the ones who are listening to Mafsik before they eat. But if they did, it would not be necessary to make another bracha. This is only the view of the Ramah. Practically all the other later authorities disagree with him, who is really they all hold. The one who listens is no better than the one who made the bracha. The one who makes the bracha, if he would talk before he eats, has to make the bracha again. So too those who listen. If they were to talk before they would eat, they'd have to make another bracha. You should know further. If the one who made the bracha spoke before he ate, even the ones who listened didn't talk at all. It would seem from the poskim that they are not yotze with the bracha of mevarch. It's a question of halacha. In other words, he makes the bracha, they all answer amen, and then he starts talking before he eats. He's going to make another bracha. Do they need another bracha? Or they were yotze. They didn't talk. They heard his bracha. They'll take a piece of bread and eat. So the Mishnah Berurah says, a chayr it should be that if his bracha didn't take effect, they can't be yotze with his bracha either. His bracha didn't take effect. The Rama goes to the other extreme. That when his bracha does take effect, it's so stark that their tongue doesn't hurt. And that to say, hold on, that's not so. The other person disagrees with that. That can't be. But if he spoke before he ate, the Mishnah Berurah says, Pashtus, they lost the bracha, and they need the bracha again. That's like he needs the bracha again.